This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. Rollins backs mandatory cool. More soybeans, less corn this spring. And spirit exports down 3.8%. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says she is a big supporter of mandatory country of origin labeling, MCOOL, for U.S. meat products. She said it's just a transparency question as she spoke with reporters yesterday ahead of a roundtable on implementing a grazing action plan. The U.S. adopted MCOOL in 2009, but Canada and Mexico challenged the policy at the World Trade Organization, prompting Congress to repeal the law in 2015. There are trade implications, Rollins said, but added that the administration has been, quote, looking at it. We will continue to work on it with Congress and work for those who'd like to move it forward, Rollins said. For me, it's black and white. Everyone in America should know where their food is coming from. But not everyone agrees. Some segments of the U.S. beef and cattle industry have been urging the administration to use a forthcoming review on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to find a resolution on the issue. But the U.S. beef industry remains divided on the subject, with some arguing negotiating efforts would be better focused elsewhere. USDA's planting estimates show corn acreage down 3% from last year's bin-busting crop. Soybean planting seen up 4%. Total planted acres are seen declining to near 2020 lows, noting Oppenheimer analyst Christy Owen. All cotton planted area estimated up 4%. In its prospective plantings report, USDA estimates all domestic wheat will be down 3%. If it is realized, it would be the lowest since records began in 1919. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, said the lower wheat acreage fits with what we've seen and with a global trend. The global shortage of nitrogen fertilizer created when Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz amplifies this trend toward lower global production, although the U.S. is still well supplied. How market disruptions from war in the Middle East might trigger planting changes later this spring is anybody's guess. Suderman said the debate will be whether the corn acreage comes down and soybean acreage goes up due to the effect of the war on fertilizer prices and the good news that soybeans received from the EPA on biofuel production last Friday. June 30th. That's when the next USDA planting report hits. The current estimates are based on a survey of farmer intentions. With regard to crop supplies, the USDA said domestic corn, soy, and wheat stockpiles are all up from March of last year. Corn 11%, soybeans 10%, and wheat 5% higher. U.S. spirit exports recorded at 2025 sales at 3.8% below the previous year, according to new reports. After the Trump administration hiked tariffs on Canada, provinces removed American products from their shelves. Exports cratered by 70% year over year, the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States noted in its new analysis. Exports to Canada fell from $203 million between March and December 2024 to $60 million the following year. Alberta and Saskatchewan have since reopened their markets to U.S. exporters, but other provinces maintain the ban. Exports to the European Union also fell after importers stockpiled whiskey before Trump entered office. Brazil, the United Kingdom, Australia, and some emerging markets increased their purchases, but not by enough to fully offset the declines elsewhere, the report finds. The report underscores, quote, the industry's vulnerability to uncertainty in the global trade environment. DISCUS President Chris Schwanger said in a statement, quote, stable tariff-free trade and expanding market access abroad are essential to ensuring continued growth for the U.S. spirits sector. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation.
but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Owner of the most farm ground east of the Mississippi, West Virginia Governor turned Senator Jim Justice joined AgriPulse Meet the Lawmaker to discuss his experience before entering Congress and some of the top issues he's looking to tackle in Washington. Members of the Small Business, Aging, Agriculture, and Energy Committees, Justice warns of a coming energy crisis as decisions loom over whether to support industrial or residential energy in the near future. You've got to pick one or the other, and America can't do that. They can't afford to do that, Justice said. You have to take care of the homes. If you turn your back on AI and data centers and all that, you're just handing our national security over to China. So the energy meltdown is coming. You can watch the interview, hear more about Justice farming operation, how he began growing for the National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest Awards, and the story of how he was gifted and named his beloved English bulldog, Baby Dog. You can watch that podcast at AgriPulse.com. Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico is a James Beard Impact Award honoree for his efforts to protect and strengthen SNAP, the most effective anti-hunger program in the nation, the James Beard Foundation says. Luan, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Subcommittee on Food and Nutrition, will be acknowledged at an award ceremony in mid-June at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. You can see Luan in the March 13 AgriPulse Newsmakers. Here is today's final word. We don't see a need for change our policy. The Chinese want stability. We want stability. I actually see a positive agenda with China going forward where we learn to manage our trade with each other, where we pick the kinds of things we want to be selling to each other, things that are mostly not sensitive, to avoid some of the national security elements that prove challenging in these negotiations. That's the word of USTR Jameson Greer on Bloomberg TV yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.